So, the last speaker of our this afternoon is Andrew Liashik, who will speak about new constructions of beta vectors.
Can I speak now? Does someone hear me? Yeah, it works. Yes, it works. Yeah, so hello everyone. I want to say yes, I'm happy to be here. I'm appreciate to all organizers for invitation. It's a big honor to me. So I want to talk about some construction of beta vector. It was known 15 years, maybe more, but was not realized potential of this construction and how much good physical stuff can be calculated using this construction. And I want to present this story to you. Maybe someone of you find something interesting for yourself. So, okay. So we start with usual case, GL2. We use the most simpler hermatrices. We have usual algebraic beta ansatz. We have two by two hermatrices, and it satisfies the relation. It's usual stuff. And we works in algebraic beta ansatz approach. It means that we suppose existence of some pseudo vacuum vector with some special properties that lower part of Mondrian matrix annihilate him, A and D act as in diagonal way, and operator B produce new states. It's like creation operator, so it's usual. And when your operator C and D act integral way onto vacuum, you have only one possible way to choose choose constructions. It's just product of BBBB onto vacuum with different spectral parameters. So when you have GL2 case, there is not so much freedom to choose. And we start with this, and usually it succeeds. So it was known if you act by transfer matrix, which trace of Mondrian matrix onto beta vector, and parameters satisfy beta vectors, then our beta vectors becomes eigenvector for transfer matrix. So I hope so. It's very known, simple story for everyone. And what if we can change coordinates onto Mondrian matrix? So we make something like Gauss decomposition of Mondrian matrix. So just formally for GL2 cases mean that we make a substitution like shown in this formula. Formally, it means that we decompose Mondrian matrix in product of three matrices, upper diagonal, and lower diagonal matrices. And then what happens with, so, and we see, we try to look what happens with commutational relation. So RTT relation can be rewrite in term of this operator in this way. You have these eight relations, six here, and two more here. So we can rewrite RTT algebra in these eight relations. And this some way to, you think about this Gauss decomposition like just change of coordinates onto Mondrian matrices. And just another story. Yeah, so if you substitute this construction to beta vector, usual one, BBBB, you becomes to this huge formula, which not so nice. It's worse. It looks worse than previous one. Nevertheless, you still can work with it. But I make the claim that this formula is exactly the previous one when we substitute our Gauss decomposition representation and commute all k to the right to vacuum annihilate to produce this lambda, and that's it. So this formula not so good to work with it because you can't calculate stuff. But there is a way to fix this complexity to rewrite in another. So there is some way to simplify this representation to use auxiliary stuff. So to do it, we.
Sorry, the previous formula F was a derivative.
Yeah, so there is F. Yeah, so F, it's part of Gauss decomposition, so if you see this story, this B, it's F over multiplied by K. So BBB, it's product F's, K, F, K, F, K. Then you use this commutation relation, this from the second row. You commute all K to the right. You have a lot F's, so you change one K to two F's, and each term's gross number of F's. And finally, you have product of one F, two F, sum of N minus N F's. So we have some singular complexity of F's. Yeah. So it's functions, it's operator. Yeah. So to fix this complexity, we introduce double endian. It's very known from mathematicians' construction. Nevertheless, if you try to release it, you can think that you have just two copies of RTT relations that connected with each other. So there are four RTT relations, four plus Mondrian matrices, four minus Mondrian matrices, four plus minus, and minus plus. So it's like RTT, but connected one. And for each Mondrian matrices, you can consider Gauss decomposition, and then you have eight. No, it's not the different example. It's the same example. I tried to explain how you can simplify GL2Ks. So how does this construction work on GL2Ks? Because for higher runs, you can explain it on Blackboard. It takes a lot of times. Maybe it's one case when you can understand everything clearly. Maybe also GL1-1, but not now. Yeah. So you start from RTT with one Mondrian matrix with four operators, and now you have two Mondrian matrices with eight operators that called k plus minus four and two e, two f's. Is okay for you? Yeah, okay. No. I think is it. Let's consider GL2Ks. We choose two GL2. One we called T plus, another we called T minus. They have the same hermetics, and moreover, they connected by some plus minus RTT. So in this sense, it's the same It's the same story. So you can think that T plus it's our start initial Mondrian matrices, and T minus it's some external Mondrian matrices. They somehow connected to this one, but it's separate one. All our constructions works in this in such way when T minus never act. So for us, it's somehow formal construction, for formal part of story. Yeah. So now we introduce full currents. We define it like difference between F plus and F minus. And let us introduce the most important component of our construction, its projection. Was invented by Horoshkin, nevertheless. So if you have some huge term with F minus, F plus, please try to reorder all F minus to the left or plus to the right using commutation relation like such that. So you see that it's possible, because if you have F minus on the right and F plus on the left, you apply this commutation relation, put F minus to the left, F plus to the right, and it's okay. So, and you repeat it after the end, and you can repeat it also because it's strictly procedure. And at the end, you have some term which normal order in this sense, when all F on the left or F plus on the right, and then projection is some operator, some procedure operator, etc., works in next way. If you have any f minus on the left in your term, then it should be gone to the zero. It should be put to zero. If your term only with f plus, it's still alive. So it's absolutely formal procedure. Yeah. And my statement that this huge formula with many, many products of f's can be write in compact way using this P-plus procedure, P-plus projection. So you can see that you have product of f plus minus f minus times f plus minus f minus, and et cetera, et cetera. Then you can expand the brackets, then reorder in each term you should reorder operators, put all f minus to the left, all f plus to the right, and in the end you have some lot of terms, which equivalent to this previous formula, this one. So it's absolutely formal procedure, but it have amazing mathematical properties from quantum algebra. Yeah. So you can write, so you can try to understand this procedure. So it's for a moment just formal procedure, but it can be proven that it's the best and very convenient to use it. Yeah, but yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but it's some invert logic because, of course, it was not invented in gel 2 case. It was invented in higher runs. But to prove that higher runs, this procedure equivalent to nested Betanzas procedure or trace Farshenko formula, it's very, very hard problem, very hard combinatorial problem. It's done, but it's very hard. And there is no possible way to explain it in a few hours. It's really huge works. But I can explain how it's worked for gel 2 at least. Yeah, so let me say how it's some points. So this representation called quantum algebra was invented by, it's called new representation of Yang-Yang, invented by Drinfield in 76, maybe something like that. So it's somehow very natural way for mathematicians thinks about quantum algebras, for RTT relations, but from absolutely opposite side. For centuries, I mean, okay, for half last century, mathematicians invent a lot of things about quantum algebra, and usually physicians can't apply it because it's absolutely another language. But this construction allow you to apply mathematical property of quantum algebra to physical stuffs like beta vector, etc. And it can be done, and it's done. Yeah. So it was a gel 2 case. Okay, so let me explain. Let's say, so for the next, we can consider some RTT relations when our modern matrix is n by n matrix. And it can work more or less for wide class of R matrices, even not differential one, with no difference depending on spectral parameters, but white class actually. And our hermetics for first order should satisfy Jahn-Bachstad equation. It's condition of consistency of our algebra. Then we ask, then standard story that we can produce transformatics, which is trace of modern matrix and its commute. And it's way how RTT relation produces some integral system. You pick up this transformatics, expand in some theory, pick up some coefficient and call it Hamiltonians. And sometimes it's very nice, sometimes no. Yeah. So as I work in algebraic Betanzas, it's crucial point for me to have vacuum vector. And for me, vacuum vector it's a vector with following properties. All lower diagonal elements of modern matrix act as zero on this vacuum, and all diagonal elements act in diagonal way. So this vacuum is eigenvector for all diagonal part, and it can lead by its lower diagonal. Yeah. And then, yeah, at the same time, I don't speak about some representation. It's not fit representation. It's not vector representation. It's something like high vector, high weight representation for algebra, this one, but without specification. It's finite or infinite or something like that. Yeah, that's my approach. So it's my framework. And so as your all operators except upper trigonal law act in some trivial way onto vacuum, you all freedom what you have, it's act by upper trigonal elements onto vacuum and try to construct some beta vector. It's done for wide class algebras. Usually it's called nested beta ansatz. It's some construction, very inconvenient to use it, but it's there is. But I want to propose another construction which equivalent to this one, but with very, very better properties, it seems to me. Yeah. So the crucial idea, it's Gauss decomposition of modern matrices. It was done firstly by Dick and Frankel in 93. They use trigonometrical version of this story, but it's not a big deal. So you have RTT. You have such type of hermatices, Young-Young hermatices, the most common one for JLN case. You can pick or consider this RTT relation. It's just some components of RTT. Yeah, it's okay. Then you consider Gauss decomposition of this story. So you want that your modern matrices, it's product of upper diagonal, diagonal, and lower diagonal matrices. So it's crucial point. Try to understand me that I read it a few times, but it's a real, really crucial point. If you can do it, if you can decompose it, and you can rewrite RTT relation from this form to some very, very familiar from mathematicians, it's called second derivative factorization one, then you more or less succeed. Then you can use some standard approaches and you can calculate a lot of physical stuff. Yep. So direct answer was done by Dink Frankel, isomorphism, that your diagonal part, your K, I, J, they commute. So we call it Cartan part of algebra. Then very natural thing that F, it's part of which we call positive Borel, E, it's another part that we call negative Borel, but okay. And they have very the same computational relation as for GL2. So this part likes GL2, so elements near to the diagonal, they act as GL2. And if you know, if you're familiar a little bit with representation theory, it's very natural way to act. And the difference when we try to compute this E with neighborhoods. When GL2 case, you have only one E, one F. So there is no problem, so there is no question to commute E with another E. In our case, answer that E, it's simply one, so it's the closest to the diagonal E. They commute if distance more than two, so E commute with E plus E I, commute with E I plus two, and etc. But it's not commute for the closest one. And this is the answer. And we need this formula if you try to, because we need to reorder operators, F minus to the left, F plus to the right, and we need formula of such type. It's not whole algebra. There is much more complicated computational relation, but the most important is this one. In some sense, they define algebra in unique way. The other can be construct as consistency of this algebra up to some serial relations, but it's some story, don't worry. Yeah, so surprisingly, but formula have absolutely the same form as for GL2 case. But in our case, we have not only one F, but we have N minus one F. And if you familiar with stuff like nested beta ansatz, you know that for JLN case, you have N minus one type of beta roots. You say we want R1 type of first one, and up to the last one, and we want R n minus 1 roots of the last type, and then you put f's of each type with e, with some own spectral parameter, put in any, I mean, put in some product, and then use the same procedure, just projection, f minus to the left, f plus to the right, and then this construction produce you nested Weitansatz or trace Farchenko approach, the same of shell beta vectors. So this formula is equivalent to nested Weitansatz, to Tarasov-Varchenko constructions. Nevertheless, this simple idea, not idea, idea is complicated, simple representation for answer, but it produces you the same story. It takes some experience, it requires some experience to work with it, but to show you answer, not so much problem. Yeah, so using this, so there is some question can be here. Can we change order of f's? And more or less, up to some normalization, it's not change anything. So you can put in any order, and it's not affect on your algebra, on your beta vector. So only up to some normalization. So there is no much freedom. You put f's in any order, and it works. And me with my collaborators to show in some papers how this construction can be used for calculate actions of multi-matrix entries onto beta vectors, scalar products, some norms, sometimes even determinant forms for on shell of shell beta vectors, sometimes no, sometimes determinant representation for form factors of local operators, sometimes no. But if you have such type of formula, you always can do something like off-shell of shell scalar products in terms of partition functions and norms, Tij action onto beta vectors, etc. So it's much more than can you do from Tarasov-Varchenko construction or usual nested Weitansatz construction. Yeah. So, yeah, and it was known 15 years ago by, it was opened by Horoshkin, Pakulyak, and Rikis. It was very old science. A story about physical stuff, it was done by me with my collaborators, but nevertheless. And last few years, I spent my time to try to generalize this construction to other series. So we consider this Zamolodchikov error matrices. This is the most common one, so it's for SP, for SO. And we prove that you can use, so before I say the answer, I want to admit a very, very important part of story. So you see, these hermetices have two poles, not one. The second poles have a residue with rank one. So this Q operator, very tricky one. The square of this operator is n, so it's projector in some sense. So square of q is nq, sometimes minus one, minus nq, but it's details. So square of this operator more or less proportional to themselves, and rank of this operator is one, and it's transposition of p, and it's for symplectic case, it's transposition with some signs. Yeah, and existence of this Q for SP, for SO, for orthosymplectic algebra, a lot of examples, always give you some center of algebra. You can think about the center as quantum orthogonal condition. You have orthogonal algebra, it's okay to have something like orthogonality, at least in quantum sense. So it's provide you something like that. And if you try to inspect this algebra for current level, it's very, very nice connections between simple currents. So if you have n by n Mondrian matrices, you have n minus 1 simple currents, and this orthogonality is not up to main diagonal, but the second diagonal. So it gives you some sort of like connection between the first and the last current. So it's, in quantum sense, say you that your Mondrian matrices is symmetric up to second diagonal. It's something like this one. It's hard to think about this condition in this way, but if you try to inspect in current level, you see something like that. F equal F prime, which oppositive current from another side, up to some shifting. And this shifting is its quantum part of story. It's calculation. It can be proved, but it's calculation. Yeah. So in this sense, you start from n minus 1 independent simple current, but quantum orthogonality condition, this one, restrict the number of independent full currents in two times. So more or less, it's n over 2 independent full currents. And in this story, at the end, one can prove, we did it, answer that beta vector is product of independent simple currents with correspondent spectrum parameter, and the same way as previously. So now we have a SIP. In this case, you make Gauss decomposition, pick up simple currents, make double Young-Young, construct full currents, write product of them, reorder such all F minus gone to the left, all F plus to the right. Then you apply projection. And then you apply this huge formula to the vacuum, and it produces you a beta vector. And its formula looks like previous one. And it's very, very amazing part of story. So more or less, answer is the same for whole algebras, A, B, C, D type. And there is paper of Ershetishin and for Martins. I don't remember with him. Maybe it's Ramos, but I'm not sure. And they have something like nested procedure for other series. And I try to compare this construction for small ranks as they coincide. But I don't try to even compare it for higher rank because it's very, very hard to work nested better than that for other series. Yes, I don't like it. Yeah, but my formula, amazing. Work the same as for Jelen case. It give you scalar products, norms, action of Tij onto vector, et cetera, et cetera. So if you can calculate something for Jelen using my approach, you can also calculate it for Bn, for Cn, Dn. Actually, it's applied for much more wide class of models with natural symmetry, like algebra symmetry or something like that. But let we restrict ourselves for the moment. Yeah. So for this conference, it was my whole idea to apply this approach for Hubbert model. Yeah, it was actually a challenge problem. And we should start from something. So we start with Bayesian hermatices. It's not usual form, but you will see. So one can separate Bayesian model in three terms of different type. First, so it's some notation, usual one. If you're familiar with Bayesian paper, with Bayesian hermatices, it's the same one. But I prefer another choice of grading because if original way they haven't good Gauss decomposition only in this way, only with this. You should have symmetry between transposition by second diagonal. So yeah, in Bayesian it was 1 and 2 was this grading 0 and 3 and 2 was and 4 was this grading 1. So it's a little bit another grading. In the rest story, it's more or less the same. Unity is slash operator. So you see that it's like diagonal, but with some functions. Here you have something terrible, actually. But in some sense, if you consider residue U equal V and put V to the infinity, it's unity. So it's proto-unit, you can think about it. P looks like the same. So up to some numerator, which never, yeah. Yeah, so I say, if you start with, it's first term of my representation of Bayes' hermetices. Yeah. So I just try to think about Bayes' hermetices as one more orthogonal-like hermetices, but with some stuffs. Yeah. And it's P part. It has residue at point U equal 1, and residue is exactly super permutation. So it's, yeah. And Q, it's such type of operator. It has a residue in special procedure. So you should put, conjugation. You put X plus minus of U and X plus of U to 1 over, and then you have pole at this point. Yeah. So it's such type of operator. So you can think about this in this way. So one, if you put U equal V, put V to infinity, you become unity. P, it's operator which have residue with super permutation and something more. And Q, it's operator which have pole equal to some Q, similar to previous one, by with gradient, with super story, but only after this conjugation of one of parameter. So it's such type operator. Yeah, so it's such type. And you have this very standard story for super case. If you have something like gel nn, your q square, it's not proportional to q, but equal to one, to zero. It's all the same for OSP nn and for some other type of algebra, but it's OK. It's, in some sense, if you can say about super algebra rank, it has rank zero. And it's skew transposition with some science of p. I will explain it a little bit later, but nevertheless. Yeah, so you can think about this Shastri, Bayes' representation of hermetices, in this schematical way, that it's 1 plus p over u minus v plus q 1 with, yeah. So I try to say that this hermetic is very close to orthogonal hermetices. So if you have this representation, first your intention is try to understand what is the center of the algebra. And I don't know why. I didn't find it by the paper. They have another center, which some function of this one. But there is one more center of such type. Maybe I miss, but I did not find this center in Bayes' paper. Nevertheless, there is paper, there is center, which suppose that there is some constraints on your coordinates on Mundrian matrices, like in orthogonal situation. Yeah, so transposition has this form. It's standard super transposition for any Jellian, but this special part of this gradings, which only about Hubbard. There is no such sign for for orthosymplectic algebras. Yeah, so it's some special part, but nevertheless. Yeah, so as I say, the center give you some constraints onto currents, simple currents. So current E3-4 connected with current E1-2. And there is some connection between Cartan part of, yeah. So more or less, it's with some special points, but it's usual story for orthogonal algebras. Yeah. Then I try to finish Gauss decomposition of this algebra. Yep. And I succeed. Yeah, you can surprise, but it's done. And if you see for E 2, 3, K2, K3, you have absolutely SU2 algebra. Absolutely, one-to-one. As was shown on the first part of my talk. So you have algebra, and in a part, it's absolutely SU2. With any points, absolutely, yeah. And part with E1, 2, and K1, K2, it looks like fermionic, but with some special stories. It's very fermionic, but not exactly. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, in this sense, it looks like, actually, when I finish with it, it seems to me this algebra very, very similar to GL2-1, but with some special story about E, with this fermionic part. Yeah, so it's okay when E part and F, they dual, so they have the same computational relation up to some details. Then if you try commute E with F, so F with E commute as in GL2 case, they anti-commute as for GL1-1 case, but functions a little bit not usual, but very close. And then if you try to commute F is E with E, so it's fermionic, so the UK, it's exactly in this, it's exactly the same as for GL1-1. The same story. It's exactly the same story for GL2-2. But the problems begins when you can when you try to commute E1 with E2. E12 with E23. They have the, so the main part, this one, we called it's the crucial part. These parts have influence on the beta equation, actually. So it's the most important part. We call it full current. It's full current. And we usually call it local torus. Because if you see precisely, all these terms have the same spectral parameter. In this point, you have different one, but the same. In some sense, it's important part, crucial part, and the rest, it's some remaining, which not usually not important. But in this case, somehow it's turned out that this algebra looks like GL2-1 when your fermionics leave, fermion part leave onto two-sheet covering on of complex plane. It seems to me it was known any type of such algebra? No one. I ask some special guys, they know, and they say it's something strange, something new. So if you want, truly symmetric of this Bayes' hermatrices, it's GL2-1, or you can call it SU2-2, central maximum extended if you want. But this is the main point, it looks like GL2-1, where fermionics live on two sheet covering of complex plane. Yeah, so it's important part of story. If you mathematics, you like it, you can try to invest this algebra to try to calculate stuff, but with physics, usually. And I try to apply this construction for beta vector, and actually I succeed. So I prove that beta vector, in this case, also looks the same as previous one. You put full current, for F plus, F minus. Put all F minus to left part using this formula. So these coefficients arise, it will arise in coefficients of terms. So it's not so simple, but after all calculation, you have simple rational part and simple, not simple, but this part. But after the end, you have some formula. For in this projection, because the third is connected to this first one. As I say, you pick up only independent currents. And third current is connected to this first one. It's the same story for orthogonal algebra. You have an independent current. You drop all dependent current. And the rest have this, their own spectral parameters, type of parameters. For GLN, for GLN, you have n minus 1 type of currents, n minus n beta roots type of them. For SO2n, you have only n independent current, n independent beta equations. And in this sense, as this algebra is algebra of rank 2, not 3, 2. Because you have center, which restricts one parameter. After all, your algebra is algebra of rank 2 with two type of currents. You have only two type of beta roots. Sorry? It's a good question. And in some sense, it's of course depend on sheet of choose of sheet. Yeah, it can be, yeah, it's in some sense it's hidden, but so then you can try to calculate action of Mondrian matrices, trace of Mondrian matrices that called transfer matrices onto this beta vector, and then you become to the formula for eigenvalue of transfer matrix. It's up to some very, very non-trivial factor. It's very, very nice formula for eigenvalue of Mondrian matrix, of transfer matrix. As usual story, you can, from your point of view, you can consider residue of this eigenvalue, and you obtain something like beta equations. I obtain it directly from action of Tij, nevertheless, but finally, I become to this nice, very nice GL2-1 beta equations. And it's correct answer because it was known from inches by Shastri. It was very, very known before. But the most nice part of story that in some sense, it should be something like special modification of GL2-1. Because beta equations, etc., algebra looks like GL2-1, as the rest stops. Looks like GL2-1. So it seems to me that I'm finished. Yeah. So I want to say that if you want ID to understand from my old talk, that if your beta vector somehow connected this algebraic structure, like Yang-Jahn quantum affine algebra, because this structure work for a lot class, I mean for very, very wide class of models, supersymmetric, not always, difference type, I have another examples, for trigonometrical, for rational, but always you make Gauss decomposition, but you need algebraic beta on that approach. Lower diagonal act is zero, diagonal act in diagonal way, upper diagonal is some creation operator. Then you make Gauss decomposition, pick up independent simple currents, build full currents, make projection structure, construction, apply to some vacuum, and then it will be beta vector, even in Hubbard case model. So Hubbard model case, yeah. Lefin? Sorry, yeah. I'm finished.
Thank you, Leszek.
It's not very clear. You said your gradient is different from the aromatics of Bayser. But for example, in SL21 case, we know that when we change gradient, we get different beta equation, yes? So it's not very clear.
No. So in this sense, Bayser have something like GL21, but I have GL12.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, but it's a good point. So if you consider vector representation, so I mean fundamental model, there is no big difference. If you consider the whole representation model with non-trivial lambdas, all of them, maybe there is difference, but it's very special question. I need this change of, so it's not important for Bayesian because it's just relabeling of strings and rows and columns. I change the second and fourth columns and rows. So for Bayesian, there is no problem. But it's a problem for me because I need that my Mondrian matrices should be skew transpose up to second diagonal. So I need this one, and it's not important for Bayesian.
Okay, and the one more question, you said like your method is applied for Y class of model, but somehow in your formula I saw somehow k minus 1 appears, so Cartan are invert somehow. So does it mean that it will be not applicable if Cartan are degenerate, if it's Cartan?
So if Cartan is degenerates, you have a problem. Because you can calculate even Gauss decomposition action because it's something like divide zero. Yeah, so maybe there is another way to think about of this special type of models, but I don't know at the moment. Yeah. Yeah.
So your current K for Hubbard. So I don't know if you wrote it down, but they also commute for the case of Hubbard?
Sorry?
Ki, they commute for Hubbard.
Yes. All ki commute with each other.
Okay, can you diagonalize them?
Sorry?
Can you diagonalize them for Hubbard?
Diagonalize in which sense? In terms of what? I need some representation for this.
Defining representation. Defining representation, for example.
I didn't try, but I believe, of course, I can.
Okay.
Yeah, because, all my story that you shouldn't care about finite representation if you it works only for highest type, so of representation with highest weight type. Yeah, so it's algebraic, but that's approach. In this case, you shouldn't care about the lowest vector, because it's something like model in mathematical sense. You just free action of upper triangle, and then you try to understand to find some correct beta vector for each shell. And in this sense, K. I know the answer. You can pick up some special twist, and so I should think about this idea, but I believe that you can do it choosing some twist.
Yes, so the reason I ask is because for Hubbard, this twist does not exist.
Yeah, because in Hubbard, there is a restriction. This twist should be...
Determinant 1. Yes.
Yeah, so there is some restrictions for this one. Yeah, so you know better than me, yeah.
So you haven't yet tried to diagonalize K. Well, in that case,
I haven't tried.
Okay, so we'll talk later then. Okay.
Yeah, we can talk about it. Yeah.
So answer to your question. So by the Studacher beta equations only work in beauty grading. So beta equations for this model only work on beauty grading. Trying to do any other grading of Dunkin diagram will produce horrible equations. So this only unique choice of grading, which actually was chosen today as well for our matrix. Choice of grading for our matrix, you can still get a different grading for beta equations if you just do it cleverly. But these equations actually, this is GL2/1 rational spin chains. So
yeah, GL2/1, exactly one.
No, it's not just 2/1, but it's a rational spin chain. Where is Zhukovsky? Where is Zhukovsky? I'm confused.
There is no Zhukovsky.
Sorry?
No. So this paper, very old one, maybe Shastri, maybe no, they prove that better than that, in this case, it looks like this one. It's not new. It's very. Yeah, it was done by coordinate Betanzatz. They proved that, so it's a very old story that we have very, very terrible hermetics with non-trivial functions, but at the end, beta equations have different form. I can show you if you want.
Guys, do I miss something? Where's Zhukovsky?
For beta equations, there is no Zhukovsky.
I mean, that is not what we call Hubbard in this room. I mean, these equations we do not call Hubbard with the equation in this room, but
I believe this equation is exactly equation of Hubbard model. I mean, spin chain called Hubbard model. I mean, that Hubbard model, which true Hubbard model.
Oh, okay, like the honest Hubbard model. Okay. So the actual question I have: what is your formula for twisted affine case?
Sorry.
For twisted affine case.
Yeah.
Your magic formula for B.
Exactly the same as for ordinal case.
But there should some change, right?
You have another hermeticism, so your Gauss decomposition produce you different, a little bit different computational relation on E and Fs. But from point of view of formula, you'd pick up only simple currents, construct full currents, put under projection, and this works. Worked for other series, for twisted, for trigonometrical, it's always one.
So just okay. So you have the same formula. F's are different, but also bit equations are different, right?
There are a lot of difference because commutational relation between F's different for each algebra. I mean, commutational relation between of such type between E and E it's different. So I mean, even this function can be changed, and it's part of bit equations. So exactly this function. It's more or less this part of beta equations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this magic formula is the same looking, but it have okay. So, but formula is the same looking, right? This is
for beta vector.
Yes.
In term of projection, yes. That's amazing part of story. Okay. Miracle, actually.
So does this formulation help to compute the scalar products?
So I finished it in last week, so I don't know, but I believe I can.
But for GLN, for example,
it does for GLN, for other series, I believe it can be done, but I don't want promise that I can do, but I believe it can be done, and I can produce you something like off-shell beta vector scalar product in terms of partition function, like Kerr-Schlieffen formula, if you know. And its formula, more or less, always can give you norms of beta vector, at least. Sometimes it can give you overlaps in determined form for on-shell, off-shell beta vectors, but I'm not sure. But I still don't know, is it GLN 2-1 or it's something another one? Because it's hard to understand, but it looks like very close to GLN 2-1.
Well, it seems that there are no more questions, no? So let's thank again, Andrei.